CNN poll, 6 in 10 swing voters oppose taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens. By John Binder on July 8, 2019. More than 6 in 10 swing voters oppose being forced to provide free, subsidized health care for all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States, a new poll finds. As Breitbart News has chronicled, a majority of the 24 Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination confirmed that their health care plans would provide free health care to all illegal aliens at the expense of American taxpayers, including former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and Senator Cory Booker, DNJ. The latest poll by CNN reveals that about 59% of all Americans oppose giving free health care to illegal aliens in the country, including about 63% of swing voters, 61% of moderates, and 88% of Republican voters. Among registered voters, health care for illegal aliens gets little support, with a majority of 61% in opposition to such a plan and only 36% supporting the initiative. Working-class and middle-class voters, those with no college degree, and Americans earning less than $50,000 a year oppose providing free health care to illegal aliens. Roughly 55% of voters earning less than $50,000 a year said they oppose giving health care to illegal aliens, and about 63% of non-college graduates said they oppose the Democrat plan. The white working class, an all-important voting demographic group that 2020 Democrats are hoping to win back from President Trump, especially opposes health care for illegal alien, with a majority of 75% saying they are in opposition. 2020 Democrats' plan to force American taxpayers to pay for free health care for illegal aliens would cost taxpayers about $660 billion every decade, or about $66 billion a year, according to analysis by Breitbart News. Health insurance expert Linda Bloomberg told The New York Times that any of the Democrats' plans that offer free health care to illegal aliens is could likely to drive a mass migration of foreigners with serious health problems to enter the country or remain longer than their visas allow in order to get government-funded care. Today, Americans are forced to subsidize about $18.5 billion worth of yearly medical costs for illegal aliens living in the U.S., according to estimates by Chris Conover, formerly of the Center for Health Policy and Inequalities Research at Duke University. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.